Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Pope. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Milt Bolling. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolling takes first base on ball four. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Pope moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Vernon moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pope hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pope. Williams reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Strickland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, White hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lepsio moves to second. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bowling hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carrasquel. The throw from White and he is out, Bowling applying the tag. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pope. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen scores. Pearsall moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pearsall moves to third. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lepsio hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pope hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Pope moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. Pope moves to third. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Sammy White. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Tom Brewer. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Daly now catching. Bob Porterfield now pitching. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Woodling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Don Mossy now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Preston Ward now playing first base. Bobby Avila now playing second base. George Strickland now playing third base. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio strikes out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Strickland bunts towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Woodling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Bob Porterfield. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Billy Consolo pinch runs for Ted Williams. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.